gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 23rd. Welcome to Day 277. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos rescinded 72 guidelines that protect the rights of disabled students. The Washington Post says the Department of Education called the policies, quote, outdated, unnecessary, or ineffective. The Atlantic says Trump rush-shipped condolence letters to military families last week after he falsely claimed that he had called or written letters to, quote, virtually all of the families. Four families of fallen soldiers received next-day UPS letters from Trump 2 days after Trump told the widow of a fallen soldier that he, quote, knew what he signed up for. Meanwhile, ABC News, NPR, and The Washington Post are reporting that Trump stumbled while attempting to remember the name of the soldier who was killed in action in Niger while on a call with the widow of the fallen soldier. Maisha Johnson was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America.
It made me cry because I was very angry at the tone of his voice and how he said it. Like he couldn't remember my husband's name. The only way he remembered my husband's name because he told me he had my husband report in front of him. And that's when he actually said, LaDavid. I heard him stumbling on trying to remember my husband's name. And that what hurt me the most, because if my husband is out here fighting for our country and he risked his life for our country, why can't you remember his name?
Trump defended himself on Twitter, saying, quote, I had a very respectful conversation with the widow of Sergeant LaDavid Johnson and spoke his name from beginning without hesitation, exclamation point. The Daily Beast says U.S. senators didn't know that there were 1,000 troops in Niger. Lindsey Graham, who sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee, gave an interview with Chuck Todd on Meet the Press, and he was asked whether he thinks Congress needs to vote on an authorization of use of military force for the mission that left four Green Berets dead.
The military determines who the threats are.
Right.
They come up with the engagement policy, and if we don't like what the military does, we can defund the operation. But I didn't know there was 1,000 troops in Niger. John McCain is right to tell the military, because this is an endless war without boundaries, no limitation on time and geography. You got to tell us more, and he's right to say that.
Senator Chuck Schumer also admitted that he didn't know about the number of troops in Niger. Meanwhile, Reuters and the New York Times are reporting that Trump dismissed the House Republicans' plan to limit 401k contributions as part of their effort to rewrite the tax code. The plan could cap pre-tax 401k contributions at $2,400 annually. Quote, there will be no change to your 401k, Trump tweeted. Quote, this has always been a great and popular middle-class tax break that works and it stays, exclamation point. The New York Times says the EPA blocked three agency scientists from discussing climate change at a conference. The scientists contributed substantial material to a 400-page report about how climate change is affecting air and water temperatures, precipitation, sea level, and fish in and around the Narragansett Bay estuary. The EPA helped fund the report. Trump's digital director is set to meet with the House Intelligence Committee about Russian meddling in last year's election. Reuters says this will be Brad Parscale's first interview with any of the committees investigating the matter. Parscale claimed that Facebook, Google, and Twitter employees were, quote, embedded inside the Trump campaign. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and Axios are reporting that Trump plans to spend at least $430,000 of his own money to cover the legal costs his aides have incurred related to the Russia investigation. The RNC has paid roughly $430,000 to lawyers representing Trump and Trump Jr. The White House says Trump has pledged to spend the same amount from his personal finances, quote, to defray the costs of legal fees for his associates, including former and current White House aides, end quote. NPR, The Guardian, and The Hill are reporting that the State Department revoked the visa of a Putin critic after Russia placed Bill Browder on Interpol's wanted list. Browder was responsible for the Magnitsky Act, a law aimed at punishing Russian officials believed responsible for the death in a Moscow prison of Sergei Magnitsky. In response to the Magnitsky Act, Russia cut off the U.S. adoption of Russian children, which was the premise for the Trump Tower meeting between the Russian lawyer and representatives of the Trump campaign. NBC News and Politico are reporting that Chuck Schumer says all 48 Democrats in the Senate are on board with the bipartisan healthcare deal. Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, said he would bring the Alexander Murray bill to the floor if Trump signals that he would sign the legislation aimed at stabilizing health insurance markets. Last week, Trump tweeted that he could never support the bill, which he characterized as, quote, bailing out insurance companies. And finally, The Hill and The Washington Post say Trump signed an executive order on Friday that would allow the Air Force to recall 1,000 retired pilots in order to address what the Pentagon says is a pilot shortage. The order amends a post-9/11 emergency declaration that allows the Air Force to recall pilots from retirement. The Air Force is currently short approximately 1,500 pilots. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Mdidis.